Hi guys, it's me, Finn. It's Sunday. I'm doing my usual routine of mixing down offbeat Oregon history stories. I've noticed that I've gotten into a little bit of a rut lately, so I'm changing them up. I hope you like the changes, and I hope that you'll get in touch and let me know if you do not. The main thing I noticed is that the styles are so different between listening to a podcast and reading a newspaper article. And I've been presenting them basically as newspaper articles that I read out loud, which means basically that I'm sort of spoiling the story with the headline. That little talk that I give up front, oh, hey, guess what? This is what's going to happen, and now you can sit there and listen to me tell you in more detail later on. Yeah, that works great for a newspaper article where you're scanning stuff and trying to figure out whether you want to waste your time on it or not, but not so much for a podcast in which, you know, we've sort of developed a certain relationship in which you know what to expect from me. So I've changed it. I'm also adding abbreviated source information at the end of each article rather than just saying, look online for the full details of the sources, because, well, it just seems like the right thing to do. Finally, I took a little bit of time this weekend and changed all the intros and outros around. You've probably noticed this, but the intros and outros I mixed down, there's a different one for each day of the week. And I've changed them so that they focus on different things each day. Because what I noticed, I listened to my own stuff, you know. It's a technique called dogfooding. If you're producing creative work, it's a very important thing to do. The term dogfooding comes from, I believe it was Google. The idea was an analogy to a company that makes dog food, and they make dog food and make dog food and make dog food, and they're wondering why their profits are going down. And finally, one of their employees took some dog food home and tried to feed it to his dog, and the dog wouldn't eat it. So the moral of the story, as far as Google was concerned, is that you need to eat your own dog food. The dog food that you make for other people's dogs needs to be the food that you make for yourself, too. So I'm a member of my audience, and I'm the guy who does the podcasts at the same time, and I noticed that I was boring the hell out of myself, pardon my French, in those long, drawn-out outros. Intros were good, they were quick, to the point, but the outros, not so much. So I've changed them around, they're shorter now, and each one kind of focuses on a different thing instead of going through, you know, hey, here's all the stuff that you can find online, and here's the book, and here's the audiobook, and here's the this, and here's the that. I've kind of broken them out. So there is that. I would love to hear from you. Let me know if you think that's working okay. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up now because I'm looking at my timer. It looks like I've laid down about 3.5 minutes worth of audio, and that's probably more than you wanted to hear from me. But if you do want to hear more from me, drop me a line and maybe we can get together and have a cup of coffee sometime. Especially drop me a line if you have an idea for new stories that I could do here. Not that that's ever turned out to be a problem. When I first started these back in 2008, I figured I'd have about enough stories to, I don't know, keep going for a year, maybe 2 years. It's been 6 years, and there's no end in sight. You guys, there's a lot of stories out of old Oregon history, but I don't probably have to tell you that. Anyway, thanks a million for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and as I always like to say, go out and fill up the rest of it with good stuff. Bye now.